Report: Missing Republican Congresswoman Living in Texas Assisted Living Facility for Dementia Patients. By Sean Moran on December 22, 2024. Representative Kay Granger, RTX, who has missed votes for months, is reportedly in Texas at a $4,000 per month assisted living facility. The Dallas Express reported the 81-year-old, who represents Texas's 12th congressional district, last voted in the House on July 24th, and has not voted since. As part of its investigation, the Express found Granger's D.C. office went directly to voicemail, found no sign her local Texas office was occupied, and ultimately discovered she is a resident at an assisted living facility. We then received a tip from a Granger constituent who shared that the congresswoman has been residing at a local memory care and assisted living home for some time after having been found wandering lost and confused in her former cultural district/West 7th neighborhood. The Dallas Express team visited the facility to confirm whether Granger was residing there and to inquire about how she planned to vote on the spending bill. Upon arrival, two employees confirmed that Granger is indeed living at the facility. However, we were not permitted to conduct an interview regarding the current spending debate in the House of Representatives and how or if Ms. Granger planned to vote. Taylor Manziel, the assistant executive director for the facility, said, "This is her home." The Daily Mail reported the facility is roughly $4,000 per month for residents. Local Republicans have said her absence has denied Texans representation in Congress. The lack of representation for CD-12 is troubling to say the least. At a time when extraordinarily important votes are happening, including debt ceiling, disaster relief, farm bills and border issues, Kay Granger is nowhere to be found. The margin in Congress is razor thin and the lack of a Republican vote representing CD-12 disenfranchises 2 million people. We deserve better, Tarrant County Republican Chairman Beau French said in a statement to the Express. The Texas outlet questioned why the public, especially her constituents, have been led in the dark about the nature of her absence, why the district has gone without representation, and why she did not retire early. It also raises questions as if Republican leadership knew about her condition, and if they did anything to rectify the situation. State Republican Executive Committeeman Rolando Garcia said it was a sad and humiliating way for the Texas congresswoman to end her 30 years in politics. The fact that Kay Granger is unable to leave her nursing home to participate in the most important congressional vote of the year suggests she was already in visible decline when she ran for re-election in 2022, Garcia said. A sad and humiliating way to end her political career. Sad that nobody cared enough to take away the keys before she reached this moment. And a sad commentary on the congressional gerontocracy, he continued. We need someone there with their full capacities. Swear Craig and Early. That's the solution. That's the right thing to do. She just missed a big vote, it wasn't one slash loss on one vote but we still have to protect our country, it's not about hurt feelings. She's a public servant, we have thanked her for her service but now she needs to resign. Tarrant County constituent Holly Plemons told the Express. Conservative activist Riley Gaines wrote, "How is it possible that a member of Congress has been MIA for 6 months, and we're just now finding out where she was? She hasn't cast a single vote since July 24th. Term. Limits." Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, wrote, "I'm more concerned about the congressmen who have dementia and are still voting." Granger said in a statement in reaction to the reports. "I am deeply grateful for the outpouring of care and concern over the past several days. As many of my family, friends, and colleagues have known, I have been navigating some unforeseen health challenges over the past year. However, since early September, my health challenges have progressed, making frequent travel to Washington both difficult and unpredictable. During this time, my incredible staff has remained steadfast, continuing to deliver exceptional constituent services, as they have for the past 27 years. In November, I was able to return to D.C. to hold meetings on behalf of my constituents, express my gratitude to my staff, and oversee the closure of my Washington office. It has been the honor of a lifetime to serve the city of Fort Worth, as a city council member, as mayor, and as a member of Congress. Thank you for your continued prayers and support that you have extended to me." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.